Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Aleknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Wesley Irvin. This week on AK, statewide stargazing. One of the most spectacular sights in Alaska is a good aurora show, but a new film is casting the Northern Lights as something more than a mere novelty. Through a mix of science, art, and traditional knowledge, researchers in Alaska are trying to tell a more comprehensive story about the aurora. And, as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes found out, the result is a dazzling glimpse of the Northern Lights, but without the cold.
I'm leaning back in a comfy chair at the University of Alaska Planetarium in Anchorage, and all across the dome overhead are ribbons of green light dancing above the North Slope.
What are the Northern Lights? How do they fit into the natural world? What meaning do they hold for those who live beneath their splendor?
Narrator Patoke Glenn guides the show, a mix of time-lapsed aurora videos from around the state with interviews and different explanations for the phenomenon known as the Northern Lights.
According to the ancient oral tradition, the Kiwiut, or Northern Lights, are spirits of people playing a game of soccer in the sky.
Some accountings are a lot scarier.
The lights are prone to swooping down to Earth to cut off the heads of the unwary.
One of the stars of the movie is Fanny Akpik, an elder in Utqiagvik. As a kid, she says the warnings of decapitation were a way to get children into bed. At around 9:30, she recalls, kids started to worry.
The Northern Lights are out. Guess what? They're gonna chop your head off and they're gonna play with your head like a football.
Other elders from Inupiaq communities in the high north tell stories of using the lights for winter travel, or how they helped to define the seasons of the year. Those lived experiences under the auroras is augmented by a scientific accounting of why they happen in the first place. It starts with ejections from the surface of the sun that send charged particles hurtling through space.
It takes 1 to 4 days for the highly charged solar particles to reach Earth.
The planet's magnetic field deflects most of that solar wind, but some of the particles get drawn towards the planet's poles, colliding with atmospheric gases.
The color of the lights depends on which types of gas the sun's charged particles run into. Green is most common and is caused by energized oxygen.
There's something profoundly satisfying about hearing the particulars of astrophysics laid out with diagrams, and then instantly being able to see a 360-degree image of the twinkling phenomenon itself, dancing over a dredge in Nome or the snowy birch trees of the interior. Professor Travis Rector is a geophysicist at the university and has a background in producing images of space that are science and art in equal measure. As part of a $1.4 million grant with the U.S. Department of Education, he worked with partners collecting the images and stories that anchor this planetarium show.
For a lot of people, the aurora are just these pretty lights that we see in the sky every now and then, especially for us down here in Anchorage where we don't see it as often. But for in the interior and up on the North Slope, the aurora are a daily part of their lives and a part of their culture. And so hearing the stories and learning about how they live with the aurora and how they use the auroras, that's really remarkable.
The show's called Kiyukayat and has a run at the UAA Planetarium, but it's also going to the North Slope and Northwest Arctic. Staff from the Geophysical Institute in Fairbanks have a traveling planetarium that was described to me as a big inflatable bounce house with a projector inside, and that's what they'll be taking across the state. Rector says the school showings, those are the real point of the whole project.
The primary goal of the project is to share with Inupiaq children their heritage with the aurora. As time progresses, these stories start to get lost. And so making that connection between the stories of the elders to children is the primary goal.
The plan is to bring the Kiyukayat show to 20 rural communities before the end of the school year. Aurora fans in Anchorage can see a screening at the UAA Planetarium tonight and on February 24th. Or you can test your luck outside. For AK, I'm Zachariah Hughes.